Women have made huge strides in the legal profession, but the gaps are still significant. Female lawyers make about 10% less than their male counterparts across the board, and only 17% of equity partners at law firms are women. A new documentary examines the causes and the consequences of that, and it's called Balancing the Scales. It's based on 20 years of interviews by Atlanta filmmaker and attorney Sharon Rowan, and she joins me in the studio. Hi there.
Hi.
20 years of interviews means that this has been on your mind for a very long time. Why?
Since 1994. Well, it started out as just wanting to talk to these outsized personalities of these women who had paved the way. But later on, it got to where another layer was peeled back, and I started thinking about generational differences because the different generations were telling me different things. And then after that, I started thinking about societal and cultural barriers and how we all are fish in the water of our culture and can't really see the implicit bias that we carry.
So let's hear from one of the extraordinary women that you spoke with. This is Carol Hunstein. She sits on the Georgia Supreme Court now. She was the first female president of the Council of Superior Court Judges, but I was really struck by her description of how she got started.
You know, when I passed the bar in 76, I couldn't get a job searching a title, but I would go out to the Fulton County Jail on a Monday morning, get a free breakfast and a misdemeanor case appointed. If I did a good job, hopefully, the family of that particular defendant might refer some other business to me. And I just hung out a shingle because I couldn't get a job.
So I assume that's of an older generation of when you really had to struggle to get every single case.
Well, that was a little bit later in the South. It happened that way. But some of the women that I interviewed actually started practicing law in the 40s and in the 50s. And their struggles were even, crazier. That not only could I not get a job, you know, the law schools didn't have a women's bathroom.
And you spoke with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for one, a Supreme Court justice now, but she talked a lot about how the only way she was able to succeed was because her husband supported her career. How often did that idea of having to give up kids to remain a lawyer and a successful lawyer come up?
It came up in every single interview, and not only because I asked that question, it's because that particular issue is on everybody's mind. Every woman that practices law, that works in any profession or any field, has these impossible decisions to make about, do I pursue my career, and if I do that, do I have time to raise a family? Because it's the culture that's telling us that it's the woman who normally would step back. And that is a belief, a kind of an implicit bias that is held not only by the men in our society, but by everyone in our society, including the women themselves. So they themselves feel like they have to step back. And that's a hindrance if you're interested in having a full career or want to get to the top of a profession.
So let's hear another thing that really kind of surprised me. You spoke with a woman named Therese Stewart. She's an associate justice on the California First District Court of Appeals, openly gay. And in your documentary, she actually thinks that being a lesbian helped her.
I was actually once told by one of my partners, you know, that he thought I was better off for being a lesbian because I was viewed more like one of the guys. And that was perceived as a good thing, which told me, well, I guess being a guy is better than being a girl.
What is different in the legal profession? Because in many cases, being not just a woman but also gay would really hinder you. What is changed in the culture of the law that being gay might help?
Well, I think that the legal profession is inherently conservative. I don't think that in general and across the United States that it is a particularly progressive socially profession. So people are conservative, and I think that that was a joke. But what the—
You don't think she was serious?
She was told that, and I think that the people that were telling her that were kind of serious, but I don't think that they really thought that, what I think they really thought was being a guy is better than being a girl. That's what I think they thought.
But it might harken back to the fact that they feel like she's not going to have conflicts with children and at home.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
not always the case with a gay couple, but that's the perception.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of what you of your interview with U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She actually began with the ACLU in the 1970s, and she argued gender equality cases before the Supreme Court. Here she is.
It took a reborn women's movement. Women all over began to complain about injustices. They were, as I said, everyday women. The time was ripe for the court to understand that discrimination against women was truly unfair.
So what do you think? I mean, there's a kind of a delicate balance in your documentary, because there seems to be a universal acceptance of how far women have come since the days of the 1940s and 50s. And yet there's also a kind of impatience with the fact that they're still struggling to get partnerships. They're still struggling to get judgeships. So how did you sort of straddle that line?
Well, I think that the type of bias that women and minorities have encountered has moved from explicit to implicit. And I think that in a lot of people's minds, that means that we have, you know, we don't have to worry about
spoken
that anymore.
Unspoken.
Well, not even unspoken. I mean, it could be spoken, but not in the same explicit terms. You know, for example, if women talk in a different way or a more aggressive way, they might say, well, you're being too aggressive. You know, that's spoken, but it's a little more implicit than saying, you know, something like we don't hire women. So I think that a lot of younger women today feel like that battle is over, especially when they come out as younger women. They feel like, I can get hired, I can do this work. And it's only after a few years that the actual issues that are still unfair to women in the workplace and in the legal profession make themselves apparent to them.
Well, it's a really interesting documentary. Atlanta attorney Sharon Rowan, her documentary is called Balancing the Scales. It's being screened tonight at 6:30 at the Midtown Art Cinema in Atlanta. Sharon, thank you so much.
Thank you.